There is a modern master of the vibraphone who wants to do more than just play jazz. He wants to use his instrument to change the way people relate to each other. He wants to create empathy. His name is Stefan Harris, and NPR's John Burnett brings us his profile.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stefan Harris on Black Eye.
The crowd at Klim's place is prime. On stage at this jazz club on the campus of Rutgers University in Newark is Stefan Harris and his band, Blackout. At first, Harris toys with his listeners. Just when you think, wait a minute, I recognize that tune, The Blackbird Flies. Harris's mallets ricochet off the aluminum bars of the vibraphone. His face contorts in concentration. The former high school wrestler, with his compact body, dominates the big instrument, pinning it, clenching it, now dancing with it. By the end of the song, everybody is out of their seats in ecstatic appreciation.
Thank you so much, Newark. Terry on Gully at the drums.
Now they understand why critics rate Stefan Harris, year after year, as the best vibraphonist in jazz. He's been around the scene for more than 20 years since his debut album on Blue Note in 1998. He's played with everybody from jazz legends Max Roach and Joe Henderson to vocalist Cassandra Wilson. He's won a slew of accolades and awards. The latest, last month, the Apollo Theater gave him an Apollo New Works Commission to keep composing. But Stefan Harris is about a lot more than creating music.
Well, you know, the vibraphone, in my opinion, is just a bunch of metal and wood. It's not that important. Instruments are, they're just tools. What's important is the mission behind the individual who's utilizing the tool. My ultimate passion is about the proliferation of empathy.
That's right. The vibraphonist, who's considered heir to Bobby Hutcherson and Gary Burton, says the vibes are not important.
I'm hoping that the impact in the end is not that, oh, he was the greatest vibraphonist. I hope the impact is that he taught generations of people to listen to one another and understand one another.
Harris wears lots of different hats to push out his philosophy of empathy. His TED Talk, There Are No Mistakes on the Bandstand, has had nearly 800,000 views. He's co-developed an app called Harmony Cloud to help students in their ear training. He gives presentations to business groups using band dynamics to talk about corporate teamwork.
Empathy is essentially the science of understanding. And that's something that's necessary in local communities, is necessary in elementary schools, on a collegiate level, and in a corporate boardroom.
Harris grew up in Albany, New York, with no shortcuts. His family lived in public housing. They moved a lot. They didn't have money for musical instruments or lessons. His earliest exposure to music came through the church from his mother, Euthia Benson, an apostolic minister. Here's Harris speaking to the audience during the gig at Klim's.
Music was there to amplify the pain that we were going through as a family and as a community. Someone would stand up, Sister Johnson or whoever it would be, and testify. That's right. And maybe she said, you know, my brother was sick last week, and I want to let you know he's feeling better. And you know what I mean? That G minor would just come out of nowhere.
And as the organ chord swelled up under her testimony, he learned that music is not purely for entertainment, but it has a purpose. Wayne Winborn, director of the Institute for Jazz Studies at Rutgers and a longtime friend of Harris's, says that's what sets apart the 47-year-old vibraphonist.
He, to me, approaches every musical situation trying to contribute both to what's happening between and among the musicians on stage, but also to reflect back to the audience something profound. The term he uses is empathy. I tend to talk about it as humanity.
Stefan Harris showed an early aptitude for music. He played around on a beat-up piano someone left in an empty apartment. Between a community center and his public school, he tried out 24 instruments, including bassoon and trombone.
Trumpet, those small mouthpiece instruments, I was terrible at. I just couldn't get the hang of that.
Then he discovered a marimba in the seventh grade music room, picked up the mallets, and started playing scales. That eventually led to the vibraphone, with its lush vibrato and physicality. He wanted to be a classical musician until one day he discovered jazz through the genius of Charlie Parker. Being captain of the wrestling team taught him to train and to work hard and to perform when he played.
It's almost like you're painting visual images for people who are in the audience. So you're utilizing sound, they're watching your body language, they're watching the mallets dance.
Stephon Harris is about to step down as director of jazz arts at the Manhattan School of Music and join the music faculty at Rutgers University later this year. He will continue to teach what he believes about being a jazz musician and about being an empathetic human being in society.
I want my audience to feel the connection between human beings. Five brothers who are on the stage who've known each other for a long time, who've had ups and downs, but who love each other, who are vulnerable, who are willing to take chances in the moment to discover beauty. The bandstand is a sacred space.
Amen. John Burnett, NPR News, Newark.
All right, we do want to give big thanks to NPR member station WBGO for recording Stephon Harris and Blackout in performance at Klimt's.